RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, headline news, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment Music Corner. Well, listener, that was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Indonesia brings solidity development to the summit of Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC. Indonesian President Joko Widodo to visit European Union to strengthen cooperation. Automotive and metal commodities value increase in 2015. Now the news in detail. Indonesian government will boost the importance of Organization Islamic Cooperation member countries in the summit to take place in Istanbul, Turkey on April 15 until 16. That was stated by Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi during a press conference in Jakarta on Monday. She said that Indonesia will also emphasize the importance of OIC summit as the world organization to highlight tolerance values and prove Islam as the religion that brings peace. Furthermore, she also said that Indonesia will also boost the importance of economic cooperation among the member state of OIC.
Beberapa isu pokok yang akan disampaikan di dalam statement nasional Indonesia di dalam KTT OKI tersebut.
Several main issues to be stated in the Indonesian National Statement in OIC Summit are first of all, the recognition of OIC solidarity in handling new challenges. Second one is to emphasize the importance of OIC as the agent of tolerance values and rahmatan lil alamin of Islam. The issue that will also be carried out by the Indonesian delegation in the summit is the importance of economic cooperation in OIC. The 30th OIC Summit in Istanbul brings the theme of unity and solidarity for justice and peace. Minister Retno Marsudi said that OIC Summit will produce several documents such as the Member State Cooperation Reinforcement and Islamic World Challenge Issue Translation Today. Besides, she also said the OIC Summit is expected to be able to deliver the next 10 years OIC working program that covers several cooperation sectors. To fulfill the invitation of European state leader, Indonesian President Joko Widodo will have a working visit to European Union states such as Germany, United Kingdom, Belgium, and the Netherlands. The visit will start from April 18 until April 22. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi said in Jakarta on Monday that President Joko Widodo's visit to Europe is to strengthen cooperation for both sides in the several sector, especially in economic and terrorism.
Penekanan kerjasama ekonomi ini akan tampak sekali di dalam kunjungan Presiden.
The economic cooperation will be obvious in the President's visit to Europe this time, including the issue connected to trade, investment, and maritime. Besides the economic cooperation, another cooperation is there to strengthen cooperation in combating terrorism and extremism. At the same time, it will also stress the importance of strengthening tolerance among states.
Pentingnya untuk terus memperkuat toleransi.
Furthermore, Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi said that beside bilateral meeting between Indonesia and the four European Union countries, President Joko Widodo is also scheduled to have face-to-face meeting with three other European Union presidents. They are European Council President, European Parliament President, and European Commission President. Director General of the National Export Development of Indonesian Trade Minister Nus Nusilia is at an event on the acceptance of Primani Yarta, a chairman at the Indonesian Trade Minister in Jakarta on Tuesday, said the commodity export of Indonesia abroad in 2015 tended to decrease. However, she explained there were only several export commodity increase such as automotive and steel commodities.
Sebetulnya ada beberapa komoditi yang cukup signifikan terjadi kenaikan.
Actually, there are commodities that increase significantly, such as automotive commodity and many manufacturing goods for ships and then metal and steel products as well as jewelry. But in majority, our commodities are getting decreased significantly, which is cause of the decreased price of primary commodities. Moreover, Nus Nusilia Isat also explained that Indonesian export performance tends to decrease overall if it is looked from the commodity export in 2015 that reached to $21.7 billion or decrease 14.3% compared to the same period in 2014. The decrease has also happened on the sector of non-oil and gas export that reached to $19.56 billion. Indonesian government gave award to 324 companies or exporters who had managed to become a model for other exporters in advancing the Indonesian economy. Secretary of Director General of Export Development, Minister of Trade, Ari Satria, in event the acceptance of Primani Yarta Awards at the Indonesian Minister of Trade in Jakarta on Tuesday, said the Primani Yarta Award is an appreciation of the government to continue supporting the assistance of exporters who successfully push national economy.
Sejak penyelenggaraan penghargaan Primani Yarta sejak tahun 1992
to 2015, there has actually been elected 324 companies received the Primani Yarta Award coming from 28 provinces throughout Indonesia. There are still about 6 provinces that have not yet submitted their target companies, among others Gorontalo, South Sulawesi, West Sulawesi, North Maluku, West Papua, and North Kalimantan. 54 companies which had been awarded the Primani Yarta more than 3 times, I would say 2 times, and 6 companies received the Primani Yarta award 6 times in a row. Primani Yarta in 2015 was grouped into 4 categories, firstly performance export category, secondly global brand builders category, thirdly leading export potential export category, and fourthly new markets pioneer exporter category. President Joko Widodo opened the multilateral naval exercise Komodo 2016 at Bayur Bay in Padang, West Sumatra on Tuesday. The event is to hold from April 12 until 16, 2016, and participated in by navies from 32 countries. The multilateral naval exercise Komodo 2016 event will feature Navy war drills of a number of foreign countries as well as disaster mitigation drill and humanitarian aid. Colonel Suradi, Navy Information Department General Information Subdivision Chief, said that the President will upset the international fleet review. The parade of military ships from several countries will be upset from Bayur Bay Port. West Sumatra Province Regional Secretary Ali Asmar said President Joko Widodo would carry out walking visit from Monday evening, April 11, to Tuesday, April 12, 2016. After the opening of the multilateral naval exercise Komodo 2016, President Joko Widodo will inaugurate Peace Monument in Muara Lasak. 10 Indonesian citizens that began the hostel of the Abu Sayyaf group in southern Philippines are in good condition after the gunfight broke in the Basilan territory at South Philippines on Saturday local time. That was stated by Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi in a press conference on Monday in Jakarta. According to her, based on the information received from some sources, the 10 Indonesian citizens are not in Basilan when the gunfight broke. The minister said that Indonesia continues to intensify coordination and communication with related authorities, including the Philippines Authority, in effort to save the hostages.
Dari informasi yang kita peroleh selama ini, sejauh ini, dengan berbagai pihak.
From the information we have received, including the last information with the Philippine Authority, our 10 brothers are not in Basilan. I wish Indonesian people to continue praying so we will be able to free them. And we have received information this afternoon that they are in good condition.
dari masyarakat Indonesia agar upaya pembebasan ini dapat berjalan dengan baik. Dan per informasi siang tadi, kami masih memperoleh informasi bahwa kondisi ABK dalam kondisi baik.
Gun contact between the Philippines military and Abu Sayyaf group occurred in Basilan, South Philippines on Saturday. The gunfight, 18 Philippines Army members died while 53 others injured. Meanwhile, the information about three Indonesians that survived from the cruise ship hostage of May 6 in the Malaysian waters, Minister Retno explained that the testimony process to the Malaysian security authority was already carried out. Minister Retno Marsudi added that their documents and the ship's document are complete and the message ship can immediately leave Tawau, Malaysia. The last item, Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi said in Jakarta on Monday that the Prime Minister keeps communicating with Australian authority connected with the murder of Indonesian citizens, Miming Listiani. Minister Retno stated the consular teams of Indonesian Consulate General in Sydney and the Indonesian Embassy Police Attaché in Canberra have accompanied the victim's family to meet with the local police. Moreover, Minister Retno also explained that Mimin's autopsy process will be done by Australian authority.
KBRI Canberra dan KJRI Sydney secara terus-menerus melakukan komunikasi.
Indonesian Embassy in Canberra and Indonesian Consulate General in Sydney keep communicating with the Australian authority to obtain information about the Criminal Continuation Act. The Indonesian Consulate General and the Indonesian Police Attaché in Canberra have accompanied the victim's family to meet with the Burtwood Police Department this morning. The post-mortem process will be immediately done.
Pada pagi hari ini. Proses post-mortem akan segera dilakukan.
Furthermore, Minister Retno added that the victim has changed Indonesian passport twice, namely in 2012 and 2008. She added that currently the victim is the Australian Permanent Stay Permit holder. Mimin Listiani was found dead floating on the Parramatta River shore and Kabaritapat Harbour in Sydney, Australia on Tuesday, April 7, 2016. The Burwood Police Department secured a man that was suspected responsible for the murder. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. And if you see beauty of measure among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel love. Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief, why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Well, listener, news of 10 Indonesian citizens held hostage by ISIS group in the Philippines has made the government and the people in Indonesia very concerned. Until now, there is no certainty about their fate. Although they had been very well prepared, the Indonesian security forces, especially the military, cannot immediately act to free the hostages because the Philippines government refused assistance from Indonesia. Indonesian Defense Minister Riamizar Wacul said that Indonesian army is ready, even more than ready, to free the hostages, but there are rules to enter any country's territory. Since the last gunshot between the Philippines military and Abu Sayyaf terrorist group in Basilan Island have occurred recently, Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs has intensified communication with the Philippines government. The armed incident has claimed 18 lives of the Philippines army. However, the Philippines Foreign Minister Jose Rene Almendras has informed Indonesia that its 10 citizens who had been held hostage in Basilan are reportedly still in good condition. Basilan Island is one of the three places or bases where Abu Sayyaf group, also known as Al-Harakat Al-Islamiyah, is located. Two other islands are Jolo and Mindanao. It has been reported that this group is expanding its network to Malaysia, Thailand, and Indonesia. Freeing hostages is not a simple matter because the safety aspect must be considered. But paying ransom is not a good option neither, because it means following the wish of the terrorists and becoming victims of their extortion. So far, the Indonesian government has trusted the Philippines government in solving the problem. Of course, Indonesia also kept communicating with various parties to obtain the best solution. Moreover, despite being very ready, Indonesian army cannot just rush into the Philippines territory to free the hostages. Indonesia should certainly respect the Philippines as a sovereign ASEAN state which would not just let any foreign tourists operating in the country. After all, safety of the 10 Indonesian citizens who had been held hostage is most important. So prudence is required in addressing this problem. Listener, that's commentary today, read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with 1961. The Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin becomes the first human to travel into outer space and perform the first manned orbital flight, Vostok 1. Yuri Alekseyevich Gagarin, who was born on March 9, 1934 and died on March 27, 1968, was a Russian Soviet pilot and cosmonaut. he was the first human to journey into outer space when his Vostok spacecraft completed an orbit of the Earth on April 12, 1961. Gagarin became an international celebrity and was awarded many medals and titles, including Hero of the Soviet Union, the nation's highest honor. Vostok 1 marked his only space flight, but he served as backup crew to the Soyuz 1 mission, which ended in a fatal crash, and Gagarin later became deputy training director of the Cosmonaut Training Center outside Moscow, which was later named after him. Gagarin died in 1968 when the MiG-15 training jet he was piloting crashed. The Yuri Gagarin Medal is awarded in his honor. Next is from 1980. Terry Fox begins his Marathon of Hope at St. John's, Newfoundland. Terence Stanley Terry Fox was born on July 28, 1958 and died on June 28, 1981, was a Canadian athlete, humanitarian, and cancer research activist. In 1980, with one leg having been amputated, he embarked on a cross-Canada run to raise money and awareness for cancer research. Although the spread of his cancer eventually forced him to end his quest, after 143 days and 5,373 kilometers journey, Terry become a lasting worldwide legacy. The annual Terry Fox Run, first held in 1981, has grown to involve millions of participants in over 60 countries and is now the world's largest one-day fundraiser for cancer research. Over 650 million Canadian dollars has been raised in his name. Last is from 1981, the first launch of a space shuttle Columbia takes place, the STS-1 mission. STS-1, or Space Transportation System 1, was the first orbital space flight of NASA's Space Shuttle program. The first orbiter, Columbia, launched on April 12, 1981 and returned on April 14. 54.5 hours later, having orbited the Earth 37 times. Columbia carried crew of two, mission commander John W. Young and pilot Robert L. Crippen. It was the first American manned space flight since the Apollo Soyuz test project in 1975. STS-1 was also the only maiden test flight of a new U.S. spacecraft to carry a crew, though it was preceded by atmospheric testing of the orbiter and ground testing of the space shuttle system. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Well, listener, as many as 3 million students of high school, including vocational school and madrasa aliyah, in Indonesia simultaneously have to follow the national examination, which began on Monday, April 4, 2016. Around 927,000 students underwent national computer-based exam with a semi-online system or computer-based national exam. Minister of Education and Culture Anies Baswedan said in Jakarta on Tuesday, April 7, the national exam program, computer-based in Indonesia, was successful. National computer-based exam can be an example to the world, because the area and the number of participants in Indonesian national examination run smoothly. Minister Anies also said that although there are some areas of concern, such as computers, power supplies, to internet order, the exam went on smoothly as expected. Minister Anies also admitted there are some areas that experience problems when conducting the exam, because the crisis of electricity and the internet network were experienced down. But it happened that small percentage, the calculated ones, only about 0.003%. Moreover, this constraint had been addressed. Minister Anies also explained the participants of the exam 2016 increased compared to the last year. In 2015, only 107,000 students followed the exam. However, in 2016, it increased dramatically to 921,000 students. Minister Anis also said that the number of students who participated in the action will increase in subsequent grades accompanied with a good infrastructure. Minister Anis also said, that the preparation of the action is not focused only exclusively on the cities, but all depends on the readiness to provide education by regional governments. He hopes the procurement of computer equipment in schools will not only be used during the exam only, but on the whole process of learning in schools. East Java Governor Soekarwo said that the implementation of national computer-based exam in East Java also runs smoothly, though there were two areas that cannot be joined. However, Governor Soekarwo is proud with the achievement of East Java that became the largest contributor of the exam participants nationally. He also explained that the implementation of the exam this year has increased very significantly in comparison with the previous years, on which the number of students who participated increased ninefold, from 107,000 students in 2015 rising to 921,000 participants in the exam this time. Listener, that was Focus Today.
Hello, listener. Welcome to headline of some national newspapers published today on Tuesday, April 12, 2016. We start from Kompas. In its headline, writes about the attorney reform field. The Corruption Eradication Commission (KPK) on Monday arrested two prosecutors for allegedly not paying money substitute of the state losses from the defendant to the state treasury. The arrest was less than 2 weeks after the KPK arrested PT Brantas official Abi Praya, who attempted to bribe to stop the corruption investigation of the company in the Jakarta High Court. Commissioner of Prosecutorial Commission Erna Ratnaningsih said that the case became a lesson for the Adyaksa's corps to reform the bureaucracy as a whole. Media Indonesia in its headline writes about KPK studying the role of elites of Jakarta City Council. The Corruption Eradication Commission KPK moved quickly to investigate the bribery case allegedly involving the chairman of Commission D of Jakarta City Council, Muhammad Sanusi. The Anti-Corruption Commission is seriously investigating the leaders of the Jakarta City Council. The investigation is related to the discussion of the draft regulation zoning island of Jakarta coastal areas and small islands from 2015 to 2035 and the draft of special strategic region of North Coast Jakarta. Republika in its headline writes about Komnas HAM Siono does not fight against. The National Human Rights Commission, Komnas HAM, announced the result of an autopsy of Siono corpse, residents of Klaten, Central Java, who died after being picked up by Anti-Terror Special Detachment 88 Densus 88. The result of the autopsy confronts the reason of the police that Siono killed after he resisted the officers. The whole series of autopsy showed that there was not any resistance from the examined injuries. So there was no resistance from Siono. We end with Business Indonesia. In its headline, writes about the consumption remains sluggish. The realization of non-oil tax revenue until the first quarter 2016 reached 181.4 trillion rupiah, dropped compared to the same period of last year, worth 190.5 trillion rupiah. It gave signal of the government's effort to maintain revenue targets increasingly heavy. Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said Monday in Jakarta, low realization of the postal value-added tax due to the seasonal pattern that occurred beginning of each year. Listener, that was the headline.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz,
and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. Indonesian government will boost the importance of Organization Islamic Cooperation member countries in the summit to take place in Istanbul, Turkey on April 15 until 16. To fulfill the invitation of European state leader, Indonesian President Joko Widodo will have a walk-in visit to European Union states such as Germany, United Kingdom, Belgium and the Netherlands. Director General of the National Export Development of Indonesian Trade Ministry, Nus Nuzulia Ishad, at an event on the acceptance of Prima Niyarta achievement at the Indonesian Trade Ministry in Jakarta on Tuesday said the commodity export of Indonesia abroad in 2015 tended to decrease. Indonesian government gave awards to 324 companies or exporters who had managed to become a model for other exporters in advancing Indonesian economy. Indonesian President Joko Widodo won the multilateral naval exercise Komodo 2016 at Bayur Bay in Padang, West Sumatra on Tuesday. 10 Indonesian citizens that became the hostage of by the Abu Sayyaf group in southern Philippines are in good condition after gunfight abroad in the Basilan territory in South Philippines on Saturday local time. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi said in Jakarta Monday that her ministry keeps communicating with Australian authority connected with the murder of Indonesian citizens Miming Listiani. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, turn with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. And if it's the beauty of nature, among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel love. Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on the frequencies of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line through Voice of Indonesia PO Box 1157 Jakarta, Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder, and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit North Sulawesi Province. Stay tuned. Listener, beach tourism objects become the favorite destination of many tourists because the beach presenting many interesting activities. On the beach, people can sit and relax, enjoying the beauty of the sea, playing on the sand beach, or swimming. The seawater certainly identical with cold, but that there is a beach in Indonesia presents a natural hot water. The unique beach can be found in North Sulawesi, the hot water beach known as Tambogo Lehi. Here, you can feel the sensation of a hot shower with beautiful views of beaches. Listener, Tambogo Lehi Beach has a blue sea and beautiful panorama around it. Its uniqueness lies in the seawater is hot. This is because the beach is located at the foot of an active Karangetang volcano, so along its coastline, the seawater is hot. Unlike seawater in general, the water in Tambogo Lehi Beach is not salty. The temperature is hot, making the fish and other marine animals do not approach Tambogo Lehi water because it is so hot. Eggs can be cooked if put in the water. When you dig the sand, you can see the hot seawater poking into the air. Listener, during the trip to Tambogo Lehi Beach, you cannot immediately turn into the seawater because the temperature of seawater of the beach is so hot. If you want to feel the warm water of the beach, you can go to a small warm pool around the beach which was prepared by the local residents. Besides at the pool, you can also enjoy warm seawater in another part of Tambogo Lehi Beach, at rocky coast which are a little bit hidden. You have to walk a few meters away from the sandy beach and trekking down large stones to find the curve of the rocks. At the location of the rocks, you will feel a warm sensation of hot water coming out from the rocks. And hot water around the cliffs is safe enough to be enjoyed. listener, Temboko Lahi Beach is located at Siau Barat Subdistrict, Siau Tagulandang Biaro or Sitaro Regency, North Sulawesi Province. The distance is about 137 kilometers from downtown Manado. From the center of the city of Manado, you can go directly to the port of Manado using land transportation. From Manado Port, you will depart by ship heading to Pehe Port on Siau Island, which takes about 4 hours. From Pehe Port, you can continue the trip by renting a motorcycle taxi to go to the Lahi Beach location, which takes about 20 minutes. Listener, take the Temboko Lahi Beach as your holiday destination with family and partner. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Temboko Lahi Beach. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is kehilangan jam tangan, or in English, losing a watch. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice, you can follow after me. Kehilangan, kehilangan, to lose something. Jam tangan, watch or wristwatch. Sekarang, sekarang, now or currently. Tidak ada, nothing or there's no something. Yakin, yakin, sure. Memakai, memakai, to wear. Kado, kado, a gift. Sahabat, sahabat, best friend. Favorit, favorite, favorite. Angka, angka, number. Agak besar, rather big. Lihat, lihat, to see. Jelas, jelas, clear. Kacamata, kacamata, glasses. Periksa, periksa, to check up. Mobil, mobil, car. Mungkin, mungkin, maybe. Jatuh, jatuh, to drop. Hilang, hilang, to lose. Next is the conversation on kehilangan jam tangan, or in English, losing a watch. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Nancy and Nita at the office. Nita, kenapa kamu kelihatannya bingung? Nita, kenapa kamu kelihatannya bingung? In English, Nita, why you look so confused? Saya kehilangan jam tangan saya. Saya kehilangan jam tangan saya. I've lost my watch. Seingat saya, tadi saya memakai jam tangan. Seingat saya, tadi saya memakai jam tangan. I remember I had it a few moments ago. Tetapi sekarang tidak ada. Tetapi sekarang tidak ada. But not anymore now. Apakah kamu yakin tadi memakai jam tangan? Apakah kamu yakin tadi memakai jam tangan? Are you sure you were wearing a watch? Ya, saya sangat yakin memakai jam tangan. Ya, saya sangat yakin memakai jam tangan. Yes, I'm very sure I'm wearing a watch. Karena jam tangan itu adalah kado dari sahabat saya. Karena jam tangan itu
adalah kado dari sahabat saya. Because the watch is a gift from my best friend. Itu jam tangan favorit saya. Itu jam tangan favorit saya. It's my favorite watch. Karena angkanya agak besar. Karena angkanya agak besar. Because the numbers are rather big. Sehingga dapat dilihat dengan jelas tanpa kacamata. Sehingga dapat dilihat dengan jelas tanpa kacamata. So they can be seen clearly without glasses. Coba kamu periksa di mobil. Coba kamu periksa di mobil. Why don't you check it in the car? Mungkin jatuh di mobil. Mungkin jatuh di mobil. Maybe it was dropped in the car. Baiklah, baiklah, alright. Semoga jangan tangan itu tidak hilang. Semoga jam tangan itu tidak hilang. Hopefully the watch isn't lost. Well, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow, with another topic, sampai berjumpa lagi. Until we meet again.
Music Corner. Presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present you to an Indonesian female singer, Aluna Sagita Gutawa, or better known as Gita Gutawa. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Kembang Perawan. Happy listening.
Ketika surya menampakkan jalan.
The song Kembang Perawan is the first solo album of Gita Gutawa, which was released in 2007. The song Kembang Perawan is one of the hit singles on the album. The song tells about the story of a adolescent who began to grow up and fall in love. The combination of the song lyric, a beautiful rhythm, and soprano vocal of Gita Gutawa blends perfectly in the song. The album of Gita Gutawa sold over 375,000 copies and was awarded the quadruple platinum. Her career got full support from his father, Erwin Gutawa, a famous Indonesian composer. As the first daughter, Gita liked her father's musical presentation very much. Gita followed piano course, but then moved on the vocal training. Furthermore, Gita Gutawa released two albums, namely Cinta Harmoni in 2009 and Balada Salawat Religious Album in 2010. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Terbaik Untukmu by Gita Gutawa featuring Ada Band.
Kecilku, kabelum dan kemanja, indahnya saat itu buatku melambung di sisimu, terngiang hangat nafas segar harum tubuhmu, katuturkan segala mimpi-mimpi serta harapan. Dan sayangmu ku wujudkan segala sesuatu yang pernah terlewati.
teringat masa kecilku, kapeluk dan kemanja, indahnya saat itu buatku melambung di sisimu. Teriang hangat nafas segar harum tubuhmu, katuturkan segala mimpi-mimpi serta harapanmu. Dan sayangmu ku wujudkan segala sesuatu yang pernah terlewati.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.